Our guest in the studio is Robert Pennington. Our topic is the Morgan County proposal to adopt home rule. Appreciate your coming in this morning.
Well, good morning. Thank you for having me.
The Morgan County voters are being asked to vote on a special election question. The official election day is Tuesday, March the 10th. So everybody has to have their ballot in there. There's a question of should Morgan County proceed with the home rule process? And then also, if the answer to that is yes, vote on the commission that will be writing the charter. And you're one of the candidates for that charter commission.
Correct, yeah.
So I guess let's start with what made you decide to put your name in for the Home Rule Charter Commission?
I'd heard about Home Rule a number of years ago and relatively familiar with it. And then when the commissioners put this on the ballot, did additional research, and I believe it could be a good thing for Morgan County if the charter is written correctly. And so I wanted to be on the charter to give my voice.
So the first question on the ballot is, should Morgan County proceed with this process? So are you a yes on that question?
Yes. Yeah, I'm support of putting the Home Rule Charter Commission to work. Yeah.
So once this, let's say the voters say yes on Tuesday and this commission is formed, the commission will draft a charter that would then be voted on, yes or no, by the Morgan County voters, presumably in November, I think is the idea. What sorts of things are you looking for to be a part of that charter?
I believe the charter can be a tool to limit the power of local government. I don't have any specific issues that I want immediately included in the charter.
Well, that's so I guess my understanding from going to that meeting is the things that have to be in there is initiative, referendum, and recall. And then the rest of that, and you have to put the kind of the parameters around that, but the rest of it is up to this commission to say what should or shouldn't be in there. And it sounds like there can be a lot of creativity, or you can make it pretty bare bones.
Yes, it could be very simple. You can restrict the powers of the local elected officials. You can define the qualifications that we want for the county directors of overseeing the employees. And like you said, it can be simple or very intensive.
Right. I think it's interesting. So you phrased it as a way to potentially limit county government, because some of the critiques of this, people are concerned that it might give the county commissioners or the local county government more power or too much power.
Right. And as I read the benefits of the home rule, it brings the voice of the people closer to the elected officials and makes the elected officials more accountable, and it can demand more transparency, which is always good for everybody.
Right, right. Are there any things that you've heard mentioned that might be part of home rule that you, as a member of that commission, would specifically want to make sure is not in the proposed charter?
There's been some discussion regarding a county manager, and I'm basically against having a county manager. I think the elected officials should be directly responsible to the voters that put them in office. And a county manager, there are benefits of making the job easier for a commissioner, but it also insulates them from making the day-to-day decisions.
Mm, right, right. As I understand it, county manager could be with or without the home rule process. Is that your understanding as well?
Yes, yeah. The commissioners could hire a manager today, so to speak.
Right. And one of the other concerns that's been raised is whether the various county elected officials continue to be elected, because as I understand it, one of the things a home rule charter could do is make those positions appointed, say, for example, by the county commissioners. Have you do you have a position on any of that, on electing the officials or not?
I believe the majority of the officials should remain elected. There has been talk of making the county surveyor position an appointed position rather than elected, where the county does not utilize a county surveyor very often at all.
Right, right. How about one of the other things that's been mentioned several times as a reason to do home rule is more local control over land use, zoning, that type of regulation. Do you see that as a benefit of potentially for home rule?
That is one of the stronger benefits, as the state is trying to expand their reach into land use throughout the state of Colorado. One of the specific guidelines of home rule is that it gives the county direct control over their land use.
We're visiting with Robert Pennington. We're talking to some of the candidates for the proposed Morgan County Home Rule Commission. There's 12 names on the Tuesday ballot. 11 will be on the commission if the answer to the first question is yes to proceed. You're also the so far the only announced candidate for Morgan County District 2 for county commissioner. Does your running for county commissioner kind of tie into your interest in this home rule issue?
Yes, my interest overlaps. My intention is to be better in all areas for the citizens of Morgan County and give my voice, whether it is as a commission on this home rule commission or as a county commissioner later down the road.
Right. So some of the terminology, we've got this commission and commissioners and in Weld County, they go further and they've even done a county council or something like that. And I think that kind of almost adds to some of the confusion or uncertainty around the home rule issue because of the terminology involved.
It does. It does get confusing. And once a person reads through the documents a little bit, you start getting it straight in your mind.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that does help to sort it out. So let's spend just a minute on the county commission role that you have announced that you're a candidate for. We've got the primary coming up in June, I think, and the general election is in November. What sorts of things have motivated you to announce that you're running for Morgan County Commissioner?
I want to continue the conservative spending and land use decisions that the past boards of county commissioners have made. Our county faces different challenges every day, or the commissioners face different challenges, but the larger items of concern are the land use that protects landowners as well as business owners.
Right. And let's talk about some of those land use issues. Some of the things we hear about are the siting and location of things like solar farms, wind towers, data centers, those sorts of things. Are there some specific land use or property rights issues that have your attention as a potential county commissioner?
Right now, the county has regulations of the steps a utility scale solar project would have to go through to select a site within Morgan County. And the county has a say of where these would end up. And we have been directing them further away from populated areas, with the state dipping their toes into controlling our local land uses. They could mandate that we place them close to a city, or we would not have any say.
Right. So it sounds like, looping this back around to the home rule question, that there's some possibility that home rule would give counties more say-so on that, but apparently not necessarily, depending on what the particular issue is.
Yes, correct. Not necessarily. It's been discussed, and Weld County has shown that if you have items of local concern, you can push back harder against some of these state mandates that they are trying to run through.
Right, right. Well, let's kind of wind this up on the Home Rule special election that's coming up on Tuesday. People, if they have their ballot, they need to make sure they get it in. It's probably a little late to mail it in. Probably make sure you take it to one of the drop boxes or get it back to the election office by Tuesday. And you're advocating that that the voters vote yes on this. And just when somebody asks you about this, just what's your kind of your summary of why Morgan County voters should say yes to the home rule question?
I think the voters should vote yes at this point to start the writing of the charter. They will have a chance later on to vote on the written charter and read the charter in depth. I know everybody or a number of people are concerned with how fast this special election has come up, and that is all based on state statute, and the county does not have any control over that. But it'll be a slower process, and everybody will have the opportunity for input onto this charter. And depending on how the charter gets written, it could be a very good tool for Morgan County.
Right. So I guess even as a commission member, it remains to be seen what comes out, whether you'll be in favor of the actual charter draft.
That's right. Yeah. We have a variety of backgrounds that could be on this charter commission that it should be good for Morgan County as a whole.
Right. Okay. Well, we appreciate your taking the time now. I'm guessing we'll visit with you again, either in the role on the Home Rule Commission or as in your role as a candidate for county commissioner coming up later in the year. But this will be, an interesting process one way or the other to see what the voters say on Tuesday. And then if they say yes, to see what develops after that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much for the time today, and we'll be talking to you again soon.
Thank you, Alec.
Robert Pennington, talking to him today in the role of a candidate for the Morgan County Home Rule Commission that may be adopted by the Morgan County voters coming up on Tuesday, March the 10th.